Hello, 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 and welcome to
That's What She Said
with Vic
and Neens.
Welcome to our week four. I can't believe that it's 4 weeks already.
I know. We only have like, what, two or three more episodes left.
Yeah, depending on our placements when they start and stuff like that. But I think we should have a few more. So this week, if you listened last week, we said we are going to be talking about vacation stories, best and worst vacations we've ever been on, and we put up our fan page on Facebook, saying what your favorite vacations were, any travel tips, any really bad stories that you've had, or anything funny. So we're going to get to those. We have, obviously, our YouTube Artist of the Week, random facts, and we have travel etiquettes, too.
Yep.
Okay, so I guess, do you want to start with your best or worst?
No, wait, first.
Oh, right. we have a little message.
So the guys that record after us, Sports Radio Jax, we have kind of like a friendly rivalry going on. They kind of chirped us last week about, they listened to the 5 minutes of our first show, and basically we just talked about guys and deal breakers and whatnot. And they
think that's what our entire show is going to be
about. Yeah, and they called us mildly talented.
So we want to return the favor and call their show mildly talented, but no. We're still going to be nice.
We want to give a little shout out to them. You know what? We're going to throw it out to you guys if you guys want to compare our shows. They're Sports Radio Jack. They're on Centennial On Demand also. Give them a listen. Let us know. Give them feedback. Put on some messages if you like them or you don't like them. You know, just kind of give them a little...
Yeah, we have more listeners, so we want our listeners to,
exactly,
you know, give them a few more votes, I guess. All right, so do you want to say your best or worst vacation?
My best vacation? I'm going to say this summer I went to Europe. I went to London in the UK and also Berlin in Germany to visit a few friends my graduation trip. So I have two good friends. They were overseas at the same time. And one of my good friends, she's over in the UK doing law school. So I went to visit her in London, did a bit of London by myself because her university is in Leicester. It's probably like 2 hours away from London. Mm-hmm. But I'd say Berlin. Berlin was probably the best.
Really?
Just because my friend Candace, we actually flew out to go see her too. She's a German history major, and she'd been living there for like 8 months by the time that we got there. So she knew the city really well. She also knew a bit of language. So like when we got there, she knew everything. Like she took us all to like the hidden places that we wouldn't go otherwise as a tourist. And it was just like bam, bam, bam. She knew where to go. We weren't lost or anything. It was good. Like Germany has...
See, because I did Berlin, but it was dead winter freezing.
Oh, okay.
And we had an apartment that we just decided we're gonna lie on the couch and watch TV. We haven't caught up on
that. Is terrible. No,
Munich. We like Munich better.
Oh, it was the summer. We walked everywhere. Yeah. Like my one day we walked around the whole entire city, but so rich with culture.
I love the Holocaust Museum.
Exactly. Yeah. Did you go to the Jewish?
The memorial.
The underground one.
Yeah.
With the cement blocks.
Yeah.
That was a pretty popular one, but that was definitely one of the best trips, just because I was with good friends and like we were finally seeing the world together, you know?
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, mine would be about the same. Europe. I luckily got to live there for my third year. I lived in France in a little small town called Vichy, which is, I'm sure you guys have heard, like Vichy Normaderm, the products, like face products and stuff like that. They have healing waters there. They've got all these fountains that you drink from, and one fountain is for, you know, your lungs, and one fountain is for your skin, and one fountain is for, you know, a cold. And some people get prescribed to go to certain fountains, and I should have taken advantage of drinking from the fountain more.
Do you actually think, is it kind of like...
Yeah, like some of them you have to pay to get into, and you have to, like, you're over 65. I mean, it's a very retirement town, like rich retirement town.
Oh, okay.
So Gabby, the girl that I went with and who is now one of my bestest best friends, I asked her to give me a fun story that she remembers from, you know, our many adventures. And she talked about Barcelona in Spain. And we went there. We did a trip. Barcelona, Madrid, Marseille, Cannes, and Nice in the south of France. And this was, we went in April, I think. And we were walking around Barcelona, and we got kind of a free tour guide because her cousins lived in Barcelona. But we went into a pub just to have lunch. And, I mean, this is not because it's my favorite part of the trip. I'm just saying this is a funny story Gabby told me. We met all of these sailors on leave, and they had not seen girls, I don't think, in, like, months and months and months. So we were drinking with them, and I looked disgusting. I had, like, a T-shirt, like, a pajama T-shirt on or something stupid. Like, just, you know, we were walking around the city, and we started playing Flip Cup with them, and then we started playing pool with them. And by the time it was, like, 5 o'clock, we were pretty hammered. And I play a photo game, and it's called, I'll say to someone, okay, pretend that you're Britney Spears. Pretend that you're on a plane. Pretend that you're in a jungle, and you have to, you know, make the face or whatever. Uh-huh. So we did that, and one of the photos was pretend you're Britney Spears, and all of them started making out with each other. And we asked them what the heck was going on. And
oh,
they're
the,
like,
Madonna?
Well, they're like, we haven't seen women for so long, and, like, this is what they do. I didn't know. Like,
make out with each other?
Yes, they...
like, for pleasure?
I don't know. I don't know. So, yeah, we had such a good time. We explored the city. It was such a beautiful place, and her cousin had... he's, like, physically disabled. Mm-hmm. So we literally drove into everywhere. Like, we went to a castle, and all the guards moved their stuff because he showed our pass or whatever, and in uh-huh. Europe, you... I mean... that just trumps everything. You can go onto the grounds of wherever. You know, they'll probably hoist you up onto the Eiffel Tower just because, you know, like, it was so amazing. So, yeah, so that was one of my favorite, well, my favorite trip ever was just going to France and living there.
Yeah.
But, alrighty, so let's play a fun song for you guys. This is...
Wait, we have a theme, though. We have a theme going on for the songs this episode.
Explain that.
We're just going to play very vacation-y songs, Caribbean, whatever reminds us of the sun. So hope you guys enjoy these songs that we have today.
Yeah, this one is, it's called My Commanding Wife, and it's by Los Robanes. And this song was the community or the entertainment staff song at a resort I went to in Cuba in April for my graduation trip. So all my really good friends that went with me will know how fun this song is, and there's a whole dance. I'll show Nina at the break. Okay.
Woman police, she has una placa y controla Dalo, pero yo la someto in the house con el ah. A toda la mujer que le gusta la pistola, ella quiere que le dispare en un lugar especial, a toda esa llave que son bien mandonas, a la hora de la cama la suavizo de verdad, dedicada a la mujer que le gusta la pistola, porque ella quiere que le dispare en un lugar original, a toda esa llave que yo tengo en Panamá, yo, voy pa' allá, yo, voy pa' allá, yo, yo.
Sorry guys, our technology is lacking right now. I don't know what's going on. YouTube, the internet connection here is not so good. So I'll play the rest of that song at the end. And I'm sorry about that dead air in the beginning. YouTube decided not to work. So yeah. We are now going to go to our fan page or our Facebook page and talk about some of your best and worst vacations that you guys talked about.
Let's see. Oh, Bailey Scott, one of the girls in our program, she just recently went snowboarding at Blue Mountain with her boyfriend for Valentine's Day / their 4th year anniversary. And she was writing how her boyfriend's a really good snowboarder, but she's not a good snowboarder. So by the second day, she had fallen so many times on her tailbone that, like,
cracked
it was...
it.
Yeah.
I've done that.
No, not cracked it, but, like, every time she'd fall down, she'd cry.
Oh.
And, like, you know Bailey. Like, yeah. It was so funny the way she was explaining. She's like, every time I fell down, I'd start crying, and then Sean finally came and found me, and he looked at me, and he seen that I was crying. He's just like, we're done for the day. they'd been on the slopes for like an hour for that day, and he called it quits. Anyways, that she said it was the best vacation just because they were celebrating their anniversary and Valentine's at the same time. So
we have a worst story, I think. It's not even vacation, and we won't go into detail, but our friend Whitney, she's going away to Cuba in a few days, but she just got back from a 3-day trip to the Dominican because her brother caught a parasite there and had to go to the hospital. And all the details and the craziness surrounding the story is just mind-boggling. All of his friends left him and
stole his money,
and Whitney and her dad had to go down and get him and make sure that he was okay to get back onto the plane. And Whitney's a nurse, or a registered nurse, and so it was good for her to go down and kind of see what the situation was. But none of them spoke English at the hospital. The hospital is pretty sketchy. Could you imagine? I mean, I've been really, really, really ill in another country, but it was westernized, and they spoke English, and, it was in Australia, and I was okay to be able to get help and go to a decent hospital. But if I was sick in some... Dominican would be hard. Cuba would actually be okay because their healthcare is, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Don't worry, Nate. We'll be fine. What else? My friend Michelle Duty, she said that a hidden gem, but not so hidden if you're a skier, is Stowe, Vermont. It's the best vacation spot that she's ever been. So I'm not a big skier. I would love to be. But I guess if you're skiers, go down to Stowe, Vermont.
Candace Denise Lee writes her best vacation. Actually, she says that her best and worst vacation both happened in Paris. Worst was when she was stuck in the City of Love with a boy she didn't. She's one of my good friends, but when she went on this vacation, she was with her boyfriend probably 3 years at that time, and I think that vacation just kind of solidified they weren't working in a relationship. Anyways, she's very bitter about that now, but she says that Paris was also the best one again because one time she got stuck. She drove from Berlin to Paris with two friends and then met up with her parents, and all of a sudden the place looked totally different and had better food, better weather, even the French seemed nicer. So there just goes to show how a city can be the best and worst depending on
who you're with. We also have, I was reading, our friend Laura posted about a bad vacation story, or a funny one, I guess, as you're a kid. I'm sure this happens to everyone.
Everyone.
On a road trip, she was fighting with her brothers in the back seat, or just being rowdy, having fun, and her parents were like, we are going to slam on the brakes, and we're going to pull this car over if you don't stop. And so Laura was getting her ass handed to her by her brothers. Her dad slammed on the brake, opened the door, her oldest brother was kicked out of the car, and was kicked out, and they continued to drive. Obviously, the mom would be freaking out, and they drove back to find the brother, and he was gone. The mom was, having a heart attack, literally, and the kid ran out from behind the trees and watched the car go. And I have, there's so many road trip stories. My sister choked on a marble in the back seat in England, and they brought her out. She was literally choking. Her face was blue, and we were through a construction site on the highway, and my parents brought her out, and my mom was beating her on the back to try to get her to choke, to spit it out.
Yeah.
And three construction workers came over, and they tried to pry my mom off my sister, thinking that she was being beaten.
Oh.
So it was this whole ridiculous situation. Finally, my sister, got rid of it other ways later on in the week.
Uh-huh.
But that was pretty intense. So do you want to do your song?
Yes, this is
hopefully it works for you. Yeah,
Mohambi, A Bumpy Ride. I told Vic, I was like, this is gonna be our theme song for Cuba, just because I don't know, it's very Caribbean-ish, and it's very, I don't know, it's just fun and whatever. I just
scandalous.
Yeah.
Rodeo. It's gonna be a bumpy to mine. Girl, you can make me suffer, do whatever, cause I know you're one of a kind.
I wanna boom bang bang with your radio. We gonna rock it up before we take it slow. Girl, let me rock you like a rodeo.
It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
I wanna boom bang bang with your radio. We gonna rock it up before we take it slow. Girl, let me rock you like a rodeo.
It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
You could see us the minute that song started. We just started bopping and dancing. Because it is. I love songs like that.
Yeah, it's a good theme song, right?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so excited. Nina wrote a message last night on Facebook and she tagged me in it and it said, what did it say? I can't wait to be on a beach.
No, I'm like, the only thing, yesterday we had like 12 hours on the course. And it was just like, the only thing getting me through this day is knowing that we're going to be sipping daiquiris on a beach on Friday afternoon. I'm like, get excited, Victoria Perel.
Gosh, I can't wait. I need this so badly. Okay, so explain what we have now.
So this week we're talking about, you know, traveling and best worst trips, and so on Lonely Planet's a really good site for travel destinations and trips, and just a really good site to go from. So this week we're talking about travel etiquette 101, body language. And you know what, every kind of country has a different things, you know, like peace sign means different things.
F-U in England.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really good to know these things before you go on these trips. So you know what, we're gonna read some of them for you and let you know what they are. So the first one is, in Asia, never touch any part of someone's body with your foot, which is considered the lowest part of your body. If you accidentally do this, apologize by touching your hand to the person's arm and then touching your own head. Don't point at objects or people with your feet. Don't prop your feet on chairs or tables while sitting.
Weird.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, I can understand the lowest part of your foot, so they think that it's
disrespectful.
Yeah.
Cause like,
but some cultures, feet, they worship feet.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I've been to a couple Asian countries, and I've nothing.
I guess you don't even think about it.
No.
And you probably did touch someone with your foot, but you didn't even realize, maybe.
Yeah, but I kind of think that if they know you're a foreigner, though, they'll let it slide.
Okay, number two, also in Asia, refrain from touching people on the head or ruffling their hair. Nina. The head is spiritually the highest part of the body. Don't sit on pillows meant as headrests, as it is a variant on this taboo. Okay, Nina, if you know her. I love it, though. Honestly, like, I love the affection. And she is very affectionate with us, with our friends, and will, you know, ruffle your hair or stroke your hair or grab your back or whatever. Our one friend, Jackie, does not really like it too much, but I think that's why Nina does it.
I just do it because she gets razzled by it. Anyways, it's pretty funny, or funny to me at least. Shaking hands was introduced in Fiji in the 19th century by a way of Tonga and quickly became the established custom. An affectionate handshake can be very long and may even last throughout an entire conversation.
What? You're holding hands the entire time?
I can see that. Like, well, not like a whole like an hour conversation, but like,
if you're very intense.
Yeah, you hold hands with somebody and you just continue to talk and shake. I don't know. I feel like there's not enough friendly touches in Western culture.
No, I totally agree. I mean, people are so self-conscious and aware of like their bubble, and people don't let you touch them or come into it.
Personal
if it's a
space.
Stranger, yeah. Obviously, don't, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm demonstrative with certain people.
Yeah.
And my family, friends, and people I'm interested in, things like this.
Yeah.
I will be affectionate, but other people, I'm not. So I guess I'm an oxymoron because I do want people to be more friendly and open and touchy, but at the same time, not to a creepy degree.
Oh, obviously not a creepy degree, but
some people take things, I guess, the wrong way too.
I'm gonna make it a thing to hug my friends more.
Yes, I love hugging. I got so many hugs. Well, I was having not a good day yesterday, and I had so many good hugs from everyone. It was fun.
Okay.
So in Nepal, it's bad manners to step over someone's outstretched legs, so avoid doing that, and move your own legs when someone wants to pass. Also, do not step over or sit on a monk's cushion in or near a temple if no one is sitting on them. Walk around the stupas and chortens. I'm guessing those are things that you sit on or something.
In a clockwise direction.
Some of these are very strange, and I don't think we'll ever have to do that.
In Japanese baths, call onsen. always wash first before entering the water. The water is considered foul if someone does not do this, kind of like the American equivalent of peeing in a pool. Ooh. Also use a washcloth to cover your private bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces. That's too
well, that's
funny.
You know what? That's like, that's understandable, right?
It's, I know, but just the way that it says it.
Bits and pieces.
A washcloth. Cover your bits and pieces, please. Okay, so that was the first five, and then we'll do the next five after this. And we want to play a song by... What song do we want to play? Is it Our Beach Boys?
I think it's...
No, oh, Love Generation. Okay, this song, every single time I hear this song was my Australia trip. I went to Australia. I backpacked throughout Australia and New Zealand after high school. And this was so big during that time, and they played it everywhere, all over the bars and everything like this. So, yeah, here's Love Generation. Sorry. Love that song. I love it. I love it. It makes me happy. It just makes me happy.
Well,
whistling makes me happy.
Well,
even
these
though I can't.
Songs are supposed to meant to make you happy and get beach ready.
And we apologize if we're rubbing it in that we're going away to all you people who are staying here in cold Canada. But I check the weather needs. Okay, so you know the stupid weather network is always wrong and it changes every day. So last week I went on and I checked we're going to Cayo Largo. And it said the day we got there, it went from 27 to like 21 and 16 and all this crap. And I was so mad. And I went yesterday.
I was so disappointed.
32 the day we get there.
Oh,
and
really?
It just stays at 27.
Oh my God.
I know. So let's hope it doesn't change.
Because like when you showed it, this is why I don't check the weather before I go. Because
I
the weather's not, I can't control the weather.
No.
And if I know beforehand what it's going to be like, it's just going to depress me.
Oh, for sure.
And when you told me that, I was like, oh, God. Like, I was just like, now I'm not looking forward to the trip because it's going to be cold. But then you
we're
just
good.
Made my day.
Okay, so number six, we're doing travel etiquette body language tips all around the world. And this is from Lonely Planet.
Yep.
So number six, the people of Italy are emotionally demonstrative. So what we were talking about before, showing affection. So expect to see a lot of I can't speak today, guys. I'm sorry. Expect to see a lot of cheek kissing among acquaintances, embraces between men. Oh, yeah, they kiss. Lingering handshakes. Italian men may walk arm in arm, as may women. And they pushing and shoving in busy places is not considered rude, so do not be offended. And try to hold your ground. The Italian body language vocabulary is quite extensive, but the following six may prove useful when traveling. And then they just have photos of gestures that people do in Italy.
I feel like, no, a lot of European countries are very big on the French kiss.
Yeah.
The kisses.
Oh, yeah. They kiss. Some places is once on each cheek, twice on each cheek.
See, this is so weird because, like, I went to Europe last year, and when I was in London, I have a friend there, and when I was visiting her, they only do the one, like, the one kiss
but
cheek.
It's just like a cheek-to-cheek
touch. Yeah, just a cheek-to-cheek, and you just kind of make the sound or whatever, but you're not actually kissing. But then I went to Berlin, like, a couple of days later, and they do the double cheek kiss, right? And it's so awkward because then you think you go in for the one and then you pull away, but then they pull you in for the second one. It's just like, and then awkward.
Some do four. Like, some do four. One, two, three, four.
See, like, how do you know? When does it stop, you know?
I know. Okay.
Shaking hands across a threshold is considered unlucky in Russia. An interesting feature is that some pizza delivery guys refuse to conduct a transaction across the threshold. You either have to go out to the hall or invite them inside the door.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
That is really, I think that's interesting.
Like a threshold? Yeah, I've never heard
like
of that.
Like for them, they won't, especially pizza delivery guy or delivery people in general, won't do it over the door.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. Number eight, in India, it is possible to pay a tremendous compliment with body language alone. When somebody approaches a person with their tongue between their teeth and gathers the air around the person's head with their hands to draw it into their own personal space, this means they find the person either unbearably beautiful or extraordinarily intelligent.
Really?
So you put your tongue between your teeth.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you suck it in and grab the air around their head.
It's so funny what we're trying to figure it out now. Anyways, you should try it.
Try it at home. You put your tongue on your teeth.
Yeah.
Tongue between their teeth and gathers the air. Oh, okay.
Like.
No. I think they just mean gathering the air with their hands.
Oh, okay. Next time when I see you in the hall, this is what I'm going to do.
You are extremely beautiful. There's people outside right now full on laughing at us. I think it's lunchtime and everybody's sitting on these benches.
Don't stick your index finger and middle finger up with the palm of your hand facing towards you in the UK. It's the equivalent.
Oh, this is the peace sign.
Is it?
Yeah, but face, like if I.
Oh, okay. It's the equivalent of giving someone the finger. Tip. Don't order two beers in this fashion in UK bars. Doing it palm facing out is okay. The peace sign
So if you do it, so if your fingernails are facing you, that's fine.
Okay.
But if your fingernails are facing somebody else, that's like flipping them the finger.
Oh, really?
And they do it really like in like a, you know, flipping it up.
Oh.
And so if you order like this,
yeah,
they're going to think that you're.
Oh, I wish I had known that before I went to London.
Did they give you attitude or did they kick you out of a bar and you didn't know
why? I didn't know. Whatever.
Whatever. All right. And the last one, number 10, Moroccan greetings can last up to 10 minutes. Shake with your right hand, then touch your hand to your heart to indicate that you're taking the meeting to heart. Good friends may tack up onto four kisses.
Oh,
so
yeah,
what we're talking about, accompanied by a stream of well wishes. How are you? Everything good with you? I hope your parents are well. The end.
Yep.
So yeah, those are, you know, if anybody's going away for their reading week to
any of those countries,
they should brush up on their body language. So now we're gonna play
the ultimate song.
We're not even gonna say what it is. Enjoy. Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from the. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo, Jamaica.
dark in the street. And by and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Afternoon delight, cocktails and moonlit nights. That dreamy look in your eye, give me a tropical contact high. Way down in Cuba,
Jamaica.
Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't... Okay, so while this we played this song off YouTube because I didn't have it on my iPod, and I thought it was just a music video or a slideshow of photos, and it's some guy who's put up his photos on...
It's probably his vacation pictures, yeah, with his lover.
But it was all him up until the end part of the song where some chick makes an appearance with a self-portrait.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really awkward.
With a heart.
We'll post it on our Facebook. Okay. So, needs. Oh, no. My random facts. Sorry, guys. I'm just too excited about going away. I can't think of anything else. All right. So, these are some random facts I got from 109randomfactsyoushouldknow.com. And number one, look at your zipper. You know how it has the YKK?
Yeah.
Always? Nobody always, you know, what would that stand for, right? And it stands for, I can't really say this name, Yoshida Koyogo Kobayashi Bashi or
the
something.
Guy who designed
the world's largest zipper manufacturer.
Oh.
I knew this. A duck's echo or a duck's quack doesn't echo. So it's the only sound that doesn't echo.
Why? If
it's,
too high pitch?
I know. I don't know. 315 entries in the Webster's 1996 dictionary were misspelled.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
This is a bad one. Scary. On average, 12 newborns will be given to the wrong parents daily.
I think I knew that. Yeah,
I think... I want a DNA test.
They probably figure that out before the baby leaves the hospital, no?
But come on, like, it comes out of me, and then you give it to me, and then it goes away to be cleaned or
whatever.
Yeah, but
what seriously, happens? Do you think you'll remember, like, recognize your baby's
no,
face?
No, not at all. But why are they not, I just don't, I'm confused.
Well,
I don't
like,
know what's
all
going
baby,
on.
All newborns look alike, and the
yeah, but take my baby with the tag on its wrist.
Yeah.
Put it in the little incubator, and that's my kid. Well, I don't want someone else's flipping kid. Oh, chocolate kills dogs. Did
yeah.
you know that?
Yeah. Yes,
my dog is getting fixed as we speak.
Yeah.
Poor little Diego.
Aww.
I know, he's not a man anymore. because metal was scarce during the war, the Oscars were given out made of wood.
Oh, really?
So I feel bad for the people at home who don't have the proper Oscars.
Meh.
It's still, you still win, right?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I knew this. There's no clocks in Las Vegas gambling casinos because they don't want you to see what time
there's
it is.
There's also no windows, too, I think. There's no windows or clocks in casinos in general.
Yeah.
Just because, like, they don't want people to know what time or how long they spend there.
Oh.
It's kind of creepy.
The original name for the butterfly was Flutterby. And that's what all little kids are always like, Flutterby, Flutterby, blah, blah, blah. Flutterby. All right, one more. This is good for our Nina boot camp because this is how we do our ab workout. But if you lie on your back and lift up your legs, you cannot sink in quicksand.
Oh, yeah.
So just do some ab exercises and, you know.
So now we're going to introduce YouTube Artist of the Week. It seems that I'm going on the very Asian theme. It's because I listen to one artist and then they lead me to other artists, and I guess Asian artists support each other. But this, I just really like this song. It's by Little Craze featuring Crystal Cruz, and it's called By Your Side. And it's very, yeah, I really like it.
Oh, Lil Craze, yeah, oh, K-I-T, yeah, Crystal, yeah, sing, baby, sing.
Don't matter what they're saying, I'ma always be there when you need me, cause you're my baby.
So evident, body so eloquent, shine like Edison. Curves so delicate, haven't seen a replicate. Nike, how I'm checking it, so holly is a definite. The body of a goddess, so we'll keep her, she is obvious. And she keep it modest every time she model it. A lady in class, girls take a lesson. She ain't cheap, she made me pay attention. Ryan Leslie type, she's my next selection. Mona Lisa painting a picture of perfection. We share connections with no Wi-Fi. Your shorty is a dime, like two high fives. Against the world, shorty, you and I. And don't be shy, baby girl, this ain't do or die. But you and I equals Albert Einstein. Cause we keep it 100, it makes sense. Dollar sign.
Don't matter what they're saying, I'ma always be there when you need me. Cause you're my baby. Hey.
No need to proceed with caution. People envy what they don't see often. And that's you and I and what you share with me. But I got your back, massage therapy. Yeah, and that was cliche of me to say, but I'm trying to tell you that I've got you. Either way, I've had my share of downs, baby girl, my meter's paid. And now I need a change, and baby, here you came. Right frame, cute name, and you're smiling all. Fellas jealous, head spinning, they need Tylenol. Hips, lips, got me tripping, feel like I'm a fall. Cause you can only go down when you got it all. This how I feel when I'm with you, baby. No more being a sneaker, like I'm no longer shoe crazy. We can fly away, kinda like them Jordans do. Cause you're one of a kind, couldn't even order.
Don't
you.
Don't matter what they're saying, I'ma always be there when you need me. Cause you're my baby.
Hey.
Yep, so that was Lil Craze featuring Crystal Cruz, By Your Side, and that's our YouTube Artist of the Week. If you guys want to check that out, we have it on, I just posted it on That's What She Said, hosted by Vic and Neens, our fan page. And so click on there, and there will have the link there.
Alrighty, so we're coming to the end of our show, and we just wanted to give you guys a heads up for, obviously next week we won't be here because
we will be in Cuba.
Yeah, so sorry to keep rubbing it in, but we're going to because we only have a few more minutes. But yeah, we wanted to throw out a topic to you guys. And is there anything you guys want to hear us talk about or discuss? Is there anything you guys want to talk about or discuss? Please post up on our Facebook page, and we'll take the best entries or the ones that we think that we can do a show on and talk about that. So that will be week 5, 2 weeks from now.
Yep.
And yeah, is there any last words parting, Nina, before we go away to Cuba at 4 a.m. tomorrow night? Well, Friday morning.
Yeah, Friday morning.
It's pretty much tomorrow night.
It is. Yeah, I know the countdown is like 2 more days, but technically I just need to get by tomorrow, which would probably be pretty quick. And then, you're coming over, and we're going to head out to the airport at 4 friggin' a.m. Anyways, good times. So we'll at least get to enjoy the whole Friday on the beach. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so.
Anyways, thanks for listening.
Thank you, and I'm going to replay My Commanding Wife because of the. Oh, you want yours?
No, on my computer.
Okay. Sorry, my computer is on the fritz. But yeah, we're going to play My Commanding Wife, the one that didn't really work beforehand. Yeah, thanks so much, guys, and we will see you later.
Oh, my commanding wife. She want to destroy my life. Chop, 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 chop. En el tanque de guerra me pasa a buscar la teniente, la disodera, y si es correcto mi esposa y en particular Fuerza de Defensa de Panamá. Woman police, she has una placa y controla dalo, pero yo la someto in the house con el ah. A toda la mujer que le gusta la pistola, ella quiere que le dispare en un lugar especial. A todas esas llaves que son de mando, a la hora de la cama la suavizo de verdad. Dedicada a la mujer que le gusta la pistola, porque ella quiere que le dispare en un lugar original. A todas esas llaves que yo tengo en Panamá, yo voy para allá, yo voy para allá. Yo. Son algunas.